This is the State of Things from the Upstage Cabaret at Triad Stage in downtown Greensboro. I'm Frank Stachow. Thank you. North Carolina counties are bracing for statewide education cuts that may pass the General Assembly short session. Guilford County schools are expecting to lose anywhere between $6 million to $21 million from the state. And to make that money back, Guilford County Board of Commissioners is considering a referendum to increase the sales tax rate. Kelly Poe is a reporter with the Greensboro News and Record, and she joins us now. Welcome, Kelly. Good to have you here.
Thank you, Frank.
So now, Guilford County Schools has requested that the Board of Commissioners hold a referendum or ask for a referendum to increase the sales tax rate. Why is that necessary?
Guilford County Schools is expecting to lose, $6 million from the state, best case scenario. And the state pays for about 60% of the total Guilford County Schools budget every year. And Guilford County Schools also only saw a raise on the county level last year for the first time in about 5 years. The $21 million, which is, the maximum they expect to lose, would equate to about a 3.5% cut of the Guilford County Schools total operating budget. That might not sound like a lot, but when you look at what they expect to spend that money on are things like 333 teachers' assistants and 35 teaching positions. They're saying if they lose the total $21 million, that would equate to about to wiping out all of the teachers' assistants for all second and third grade classrooms in Guilford County.
Right. That has a direct bearing on the quality of education, obviously. This, on top of the fact that there really hasn't been, the state hasn't recovered this county and any of the others from the 2008 cutbacks. So we saw deep cuts in 2008, 2009. We're still not back to 2007 levels, and now we're looking at a potential cut from the state legislature of another 3.5%.
Absolutely. The Greensboro High Point MSA's unemployment rate is in the bottom quarter of all MSAs in the state.
So, and there's been a lot of tension lately because, of course, the school board would like Guilford County Board of Commissioners to do more. That's who they see every day. Tell us about that tension.
Well, the Guilford County Board of Commissioners are in a really tough spot. If they raise property taxes to give more money to the schools, that is really political suicide for a lot of them, especially when you consider that Guilford County Commissioners is a majority Republican board. Guilford County Schools has really been turning up the pressure on the commissioners to pick up where the state has left off. At a Guilford County budget public hearing week before last, dozens and dozens of supporters wearing red for Ed, showed up. There was like a demonstration beforehand, protest signs. People got up and said all kinds of nasty things to the commissioners. They kept using the word cuts, which is not true on the county level anyway. Last year, they increased education and education funding. And at a work session last Friday, where this county was talking about the budget, things got pretty nasty. One commissioner called the Guilford County Schools pressure tactics borderline offensive.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think this is the irony, and this is the point, is these taxpayers are North Carolina taxpayers who receive a tax cut, right, and an income tax cut. But then if they look at their schools, they say, well, we want better schools. Well, how are you going to get those? Well, we have to raise our taxes one way or another. Can't raise the property tax. They've done that in Wake County, just to kind of take us around the state a little bit. So I guess Wake County has approved a 4.4% property tax increase. Possibly they'll see a referendum on a sales tax increase as well. Mecklenburg County is considering a sales tax increase, right? Do you know about other counties and what they're doing to try to make up the difference? There are, for instance, in Orange County, some of the counties, Orange, Durham, Charlotte, Mecklenburg, Wake, Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and Johnston have all come up with some way or another to make this up. We're talking about counties now with urban areas and a little more wealth. So you can imagine if you're in Hertford County and you've had these tax cuts, you just let go of the teacher's assistants, right? You just fire them and then move on. So it's an interesting position to be in. But tell us about Guilford County, because I named those other ones that are fairly well-heeled, Wake County, Charlotte-Mecklenburg, Orange County. Where does Guilford County fit in that group of counties?
So Guilford County is the third largest county in the state. But it is a very different county than Charlotte and Raleigh's, just in terms of makeup. White students only make up about 30, in the high 30% of Guilford County school students. It is a majority minority district. Like I mentioned with the unemployment rate earlier, Guilford County is just not doing nearly as well economically as Charlotte and Raleigh, which are both near pre-recession levels of unemployment.
So this would be a referendum for a sales tax increase, 0.25%, right?
Yes.
So what you're talking about, 25, what was it? It would be...
It's an extra quarter on every $100 of purchases.
So every $100 you'd pay another 25 cents. And yet the commissioners don't want to pass that. They want to make that a referendum, right?
Yeah. Well, like I said, commissioners are in a tough spot politically.
So that's one way to raise money. The other way, of course, would be a bond issue, but we're talking about an operating expense, not a capital expense. We tend to do bond issues when you want to raise money all at once, right, and to build buildings or that sort of thing. But this will be an ongoing expense. If you hire these teachers this year, you're going to have to pay them again next year. So that's why I guess the sales tax versus a bond issue.
That and Guilford County is already in a tremendous amount of debt from a school bond issue that was passed several years ago.
Those are not free. So what politically now, what's going to happen next? This hasn't been approved. What do you think the commissioners are likely to do? How are they talking about it at this moment?
I would be shocked if it was not approved. It's likely to be approved on Thursday. The only reason we're talking about it is likely and considering is because they haven't taken the formal vote yet, but that will happen on Thursday, and I would be shocked if it didn't pass. Some commissioners would have to seriously change their tune. Sales tax referendums have sort of an interesting history in Guilford County. This would be the fourth time a referendum like this has been on the ballot since 2008. And each time it has failed before. Now, each time it has failed, the margin by which it has failed has gotten smaller. The last time it was on the ballot in 2009, it only lost by about 4,000 votes, which is far narrower than anyone expected. And now you do have all this public pressure that is different this time around, like Moral Mondays, like all this attention on this state. That wasn't there the last few times. And so I think the expectation, those last few times might have been, well, if we need more money, maybe we should raise property taxes and cut spending. Maybe the county should pay for it. But I think now there's this attitude that people have to do something.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's as you start to feel the pinch. It's great to cut taxes, and then you see what it cost you, and then a few years later, people are coming back. And I'm very interested in this tension between the school board, that is local officials, kind of sparring over the lost money. You say it's a Republican-dominated county commission, right? So when the school board comes to them and say, you keep cutting our budget, do they say it's not us, it's the legislature, or are they hush on that?
So GCS has not come to the county and directly said, we have cut your budget, you have cut our budget. But that really does seem to be the attitude, the belief among a lot of parents and demonstrators. For one, the Republican majority commissioners, that didn't happen until 2012. And for years, because Guilford is a majority Democrat county, that for years the Democrats controlled the county commissioners for I think more than a decade, and for the last 5 years before the Republicans took power, the Guilford County Schools have seen a frozen budget, and it wasn't until the Republicans actually came into power that they increased spending. And so part of what I saw last week was the chairman Bill Bencini saying to the superintendent, "Stop telling demonstrators that we're cutting, because we're not cutting. That's not true." I saw another commissioner say, "And stop blaming us for what commissioners did years ago, because half of us weren't here."
And remember, that's what the legislature's saying. Every year, the state budget for education is going up, but they don't remind us that they're still not at 2007 levels, because they crashed in 2008. So nominally, the numbers go up, but in fact, we're still trying to recover from 2008. So this would be a sales tax increase of 0.25, but it can't really be earmarked. We're talking about it in terms of education, but in fact, you can't earmark that, can you?
No. County commissioners cannot bind future boards to spend it anyway. And that's actually going to make for a real challenge in passing the referendum, because by state law, you can't say on the ballot, this is funding for education.
So they're going to have to do a little education campaign around it, and then when you get to the ballot, it'll just be up or down on raising your and of course, it's a regressive tax. I mean, that's the other thing. So even if in those poorer counties you could pass a sales tax to try to improve education, there aren't as many sales in those poorer counties, and of course, the burden then becomes far greater and disproportionate if you go around the state, Hertford, Robeson County. But we're in Guilford County, and Kelly Poe is a reporter with the News and Record, and I thank you so much for being with us. Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you, Frank.
You're listening to The State of Things, just ahead a book of essays that looks at language, memory, and meaning. But first, we have some music from the collection on The State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Here's the collection. Stay with us.
All of my life, I've been asking the same things. And I still don't think I'm closer to an answer. I'd build an ark at the first sighting of rain, but the sky just stays the same, and I feel landlocked by our conversation. I can't tell the difference between stars and lights. It I'm to follow, they all just glow. So set my sails toward westward gales, and pray that love don't just blow one direction.